Patty, you may have noticed the San Francisco Bay turning a murky brown color lately, especially if you are on the East Bay shoreline. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby joins us live from Richmond to report, scientists are keeping their eyes on a particularly large algae bloom. Megan?
Yeah, Brett, it's got this brown, almost copperish, reddish kind of color in some areas, and in some cases, depending on the wind, a nasty smell as well. Trisha Roth, who was walking with her sister and their dogs at the Richmond Marina, had not yet heard about the bloom, but I did point it out to her.
Now that I see it, yes, I was wondering, because we walk around here all the time, and I was really wondering, I didn't see a lot of boats out in the bay.
Yeah, scientists say it is best to stay out of the algae-filled water in areas where you can see that it's brown. The algae is covering most of the central eastern portion of the bay's shore, and just this week, it stretched all the way across the bay and made landfall in San Francisco as well. This particular algae, says John Rosenfield, senior scientist with San Francisco Baykeeper, can kill fish and make shellfish toxic.
It's not known to be acutely toxic to humans, but through other mechanisms, it can cause skin irritation, eye irritation, and even lung irritation by breathing the air next to an affected area when it's particularly windy.
He says it's just best to stay away for now, but for how long?
It's possible that this bloom could sustain itself for several weeks, or even a month or more.
And what would be a bizarre silver lining, he says smoke cover in the skies could actually block enough sunlight to kill it off, or it could die naturally as the days get shorter or eat up all of the nutrients it's surviving on right now. In the future, he says we may need to consider how much treated wastewater dozens of plants around the Bay Area are releasing, because that is what this algae is feeding off of. At the Richmond Marina, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.